As we say in the radio business, if you put that on the radio, people will listen to it.
All right, here it comes.
Anyone who isn't dead or from another plane of existence would do well to cover their ears right about now.
Why, what a little tiny microchip deep inside some electronics. Broadcasting to the world through the miracle of the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, this is U62, the TARD. Now your host, a man with a lifelong dream of getting paid to do this, Mark Pappas. On this week's show, I share fond memories of CompuSmart, I discuss the merits of video game systems, and I announce the title of the new X-Files film. It's episode 93, Terratron. So sit back, relax, grab yourself some warm root beer and a towel that's oh so fluffy. U62 the TARD, you're in for something special.
Enjoy the show.
Good afternoon, everyone. Mark Kappas here, and welcome to this week's episode of the TARD. Here it is. It was supposed to be a nice sunny weekend, but Alberta is once again in the throes of a bleak midwinter. I myself, trying to fight these winter blues, just came back from an adventure into Edmonton. And I gotta tell you, it was a little bit disappointing. You know, the original goal of my adventure into Edmonton was to do some pricing out for a new computer. I had it all set in my heart to go to CompuSmart. But you know what? The great big CompuSmart that used to be on the west end of Edmonton, it closed down. It's no longer there. When I came home, I did some research online. Yeah, apparently CompuSmart is shutting down a lot of their stores and they're going to a completely online retailer, a lot like Dell computers and stuff like that. Just totally bizarre. I even remember when CompuSmart first came into Edmonton in like 1995 or something like that. It got lots of press, lots of exposure, because here it was, the first big box retailer for computers now in Edmonton. And you know, it even had a little restaurant in the back that got a lot of press because it was Edmonton's first internet cafe. I'll never forget going to it that one time to check out the store, and we had a pop there in the little restaurant. Hopping on one of their internet kiosks and browsing the web, my first time ever browsing the web was at CompuSmart. Wow, I just have no idea what to do now. I have no idea where I'm going to go or what I'm going to do to get my new computer. I'll probably do what's the trendy thing these days. I'll go to one of those little mom-and-pop operations that custom builds a machine for you. Hell, there's one or two right here in Athabasca. Probably wouldn't hurt to check them out and see what kind of deal they can offer. But anyway, I'm going to take a breather now, going to play some music. Here's Smash Mouth with Who's There on the TARD.
The thought that there's some
Smash Mouth with Who's There here on U62 The Targ. Hey, I'm Mark. Welcome back. And, you know, talking about getting my new computer and just all manner of electronics, it's really kind of weird. Do you know what else I'm thinking about getting right now? A Nintendo Wii. That's really kind of weird because, you know, I'm really not much of a video gamer anymore. You know, I have my Game Boy Advance, I play Pokemon every once in a while, and that's it. But yet, I really wouldn't mind getting a Nintendo Wii. You know, hopping on the bandwagon and all that. I gotta be careful though, because I have been burned in the past by video game systems. You know, back when I was in college, I won a Sega Saturn in a contest. And, you know, I've hung on to that Sega Saturn mainly out of sentimental value because it's the only thing I've ever won. And, you know, even when I first got it, the Sega Saturn was already on the decline. Yeah, it was very tough to get games for it and all that. And in fact, probably my favorite memory of that Sega Saturn was actually about 5 years later when I was in Japan. There I was with a couple of my students. We were talking video games and stuff like that. Oh, what video game system do you have? Oh, I have a GameCube, you know, and oh, I have a PlayStation. And what do you have, Mark Sensei? I have a Sega Saturn. And there were my students. No, seriously, what do you have? I have a Sega Saturn. Oh, you really do. Oh, you poor bugger. Oh. So, yeah, my impression of kind, polite Japanese people kind of went out the window that day. But, you know, people get passionate about their video game systems. They will defend their choice right to the end. You know, I'll never forget when I was a kid. You know, it was Christmas 1989. My mother started dropping hints around the house that she was going to buy all of his kids a video game system for Christmas. So, if Santa were to bring one, should he bring a Nintendo or a Sega? There I was, oh yeah, Nintendo's so cool. Nintendo's got, you know, Super Mario and all that. And there was my brother, no! Sega Master System. Sega Master System is the best. Because it's got this flying game called Afterburn. Oh, it rocks. And I was like, no, Nintendo's better. And there's my brother, no, Sega's better. Nintendo, Sega, Nintendo, Sega! I swear, my brother and I, we actually got into a fist fight over what was better, Nintendo or Sega. Needless to say, Santa did not bring us a video game system that year. And you know, in fact, it is kind of funny. You know, last time I saw my brother was back at Christmas time, and my brother, he's bought himself a Nintendo Wii. So when I saw my brother there break out his Nintendo, on the outside I was smiling, but on the inside I was doing this. Who won, bitch?
You're listening to Mark Kappas.
Aw, let the man be naked.
On U62, The Targ.
I love you more. no worthless. Put your weight against the door. Kick drum on the basement floor. Stranded in the fog of words. Living like the winter bird. On my head, the walk of poles. Come stream through the open door. Fly away, fly away. What you want.
Latest from Feist here on U62 The Targ. Hey, I'm Mark, welcome back. And I'm almost done ranting for this week's show, but before I go, I have to tell you some of the latest news out of Hollywood. As I've already told you, at long last they're making a second X-Files movie. And as we also know from the Star Wars prequel trilogy and all that, it has become the trend now to keep the titles of sequels under wraps until they announce them at a lavish ceremony to generate praise. So just a few days ago, they finally released the title to the new X-Files movie. Are you ready for it? The next X-Files movie is called The X-Files, I Want to Believe. What do you think, huh? Me personally, I think it's better than Attack of the Clones, but it's still no Empire Strikes Back. But yes, The X-Files, I Want to Believe, comes out on July 25th. Creator Chris Carter is both writing and directing it. It's gonna pick up 6 years after the end of the show, and all I can say is, when we go to see it in the theater, we'll be in for one steaming load of 1990s nostalgia. Let's be honest, that's the main reason why we're going to be seeing it. But still, it's going to be an interesting film. And I'm Mark Yappas, this has been The Targ, I will see you next week.
And this brings us to the end of another exciting episode of The Targ. Don't forget you can download a new episode of The Targ every week at chaosinabox.com. The Targ is written and produced by Mark Yappas under the watchful eye of 42 Star Wars action figures. The Targ is a Chaos in a Box production.
I'm hungry. I'm not a big fan of the world. I'm not a big fan of the world. I'm not a big fan of the world. I'm not a big fan of the world.